15 minutes past six. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvalis. It's really great to have your company this evening. In about 10 minutes' time, we're going to bring you the world's expert on a thing called leisure sickness. I don't know if this happens to you, but I definitely am a victim of leisure sickness. It's when you finally take time off from work and find that you're suddenly very sick the day your leave begins. Is it a psychological condition or is it real? I'd love your text messages, 0418 226 576. You can also tweet us at RN Drive. But he is the expert and we will be speaking to him in about 10 minutes' time. But right now, we're going to bring you another story. And I'm about to be joined by Senator Sam Dastyari. Now, we're not producing deliberately bad videos about his political friends and foes. Sam Dastyari has been pretty busy cracking down on Visa, MasterCard and the banks today. The Labor senator has headed a Senate inquiry that's recommended tougher rules for credit card fees, interest rates and advertising, and he joins me now. Welcome back to RN Drive.
Great to be back on your show, Patricia.
I want to know what possessed you to make that video. We played it at the beginning of the program.
Oh, you've already played it. I missed it on
just
my way
just a bit of it.
The,
yeah, you missed. Well, you've seen
I
your video.
I have seen the video. Oh, look, to be honest, can I just tell you, I think a lot of us in Canberra, especially the politicians, do take ourselves a little bit too seriously. And I think sometimes an effective way of getting a message across is to actually have a little bit of a laugh and actually try and enjoy yourself and actually make politics and issues and debates a little bit fun. I mean, Patricia, you used to be in Canberra. You've worked there in the past. I think there's a lot of people who take themselves a little bit too seriously at times.
Are you accusing me of that, Sam? So you want to be the prankster of the Labor Party?
No, look, I think what we have to do, though, and I'm on a kind of more serious note is, and firstly, I don't think there's anything wrong with people actually enjoying themselves and actually enjoying politics and enjoying debates and enjoying issues. But also sometimes you have to take a little bit of a lighthearted attitude to ourselves. You know, I think, let's face it, a lot of the politicians, particularly the senators, take themselves a little bit too seriously. I've never taken myself all that seriously, but I think the issues are important. And what we're trying to highlight is some of the more important issues, perhaps in a jovial way.
Clearly. And the Golden Girls, is that one of your favourite shows as
it's
it is mine?
It's an old favourite. It's not quite, I mean, I think in that one video I have the Golden Girls, I have Drake, and I have Michael Bolton. I do have to say, I called Chris Bowen, who appears in the video, and I said, oh, Chris, I'm using you in a video, and Drake's going to be there as well. And he watched, and he calls me up. He goes, Sam, at no point did I see Sir Francis Drake in any of that video.
All right, let's get to the serious stuff. Why are we still paying 20% interest on credit cards when the RBA official rate is 2%?
It's a rort. It's been a rort. It continues to be a rort. I mean, this is really a case of that classic kind of term, license to print money. What you have is four banks that control 80% of the credit card market. There's nowhere near enough portability. There's nowhere near enough movement. And frankly, Patricia, there's two groups of people responsible. Firstly, there's good things that government should be doing and can be doing. And secondly, consumers need to actually start taking a bit of action in their own hands. It's not all of government's responsibility. Some of it rests with consumers. But there are practical things that can and should be done.
So what are your recommendations? Are you not prepared to regulate those astronomical interest rates on credit cards?
Look, not yet. I mean, my point is this, that this needs to be a wake-up call to the banks that say we can't allow what really, let's call it for what it is, gouging. The gouging that's been going on to continue. What you have is credit card rates that, you know, there's two different, the RBA classifies them in two groups. There's the higher interest rates around 20%. They're the ones that give you all your points. And the lower rate cards around 13%. And you're right, the cost of borrowing money is 2%. And what's happened is the cost of borrowing money has continued to fall, but the actual credit card rates have stayed the same, meaning it's a record gap. What we're saying is the first step should be giving consumers, firstly, more information, and secondly, making it easier for them to move. If that fails, I think we are going to have to go back to the drawing board. But look, some of the big ideas that we're proposing in this report are, firstly, credit card portability. And what I mean is, you know how about 10 years ago, we changed the mobile phone market. Do you remember, I don't know if you remember, Patricia, when you first used to get mobile phones, there was Vodafone numbers, there was Telstra numbers, there was Optus numbers, and you couldn't take your number with you.
Well,
it was hard. It was ridiculous. And it was actually, they did studies. They said, hey, this is one of the barriers to stopping people getting better deals. One of the barriers to stopping people moving is you can't take not only your credit card number, but the number that's behind your number with you. So you can't take all your direct debits with you and transfers and that with you automatically. Why can't you take that with you? That's one of the things they're saying. We're saying it should be a lot easier, lot easier to actually cancel credit cards. You know, every single bank allows you to get a credit card online. Not one of them lets you cancel it online. One of the major banks actually requires, if you want to cancel one of their credit cards officially, is to cut it diagonally and return it to them in the mail. Now, you know, I doubt it's enforced, but that's the ridiculousness of making it. What you have here is barriers to stop people moving, stop people transferring. I think they need to be addressed, and also giving consumers some real information. I mean, you know, you see these kind of headline rates and these rates that kind of get presented and these interest-free periods, and a lot of them are marketing cons. I mean, the reality is what you're going to end up paying is a lot more. And rather than, you know, meaning that it has to be in this tiny small print on page 37 of a manual, actually putting that information. Now, the point you made at the start, Patricia, which is right, is what we're not saying yet is that we should be capping interest rates. What we're saying is we need to actually be changing some of the rules before we get to that point. And again, I can go on and on with the different recommendations.
I'll ask about a few specific ones. On RN Drive, my guest is Senator Sam Dastyari. He's a Labor senator. He loves the Golden Girls, well, sort of, and he's also the head
of
the Senate.
Who does any of your listeners not love the Golden Girls?
They're going to start texting in now saying that they don't. Sam, let's take it back to the conversation. He's joining us to talk about these credit card fees and this inquiry's recommendations. Now, on the minimum monthly repayments, aren't they already a requirement? I always see that line on my credit card statement.
No. So each bank is allowed to determine what they themselves feel should be the minimum repayment. There's no actual standard and there's no rule across the industry. What we're saying, and the Brits actually did this first, the Brits have actually been looking at a higher minimum repayment and they've gone down that path. And the evidence has been that it's been actually quite effective, which really forces you to structure it in a way where people can't really get what effectively bordering on interest only. Different banks have different amounts. Some have 1%, some have 2.5%. I mean, it varies from bank to bank, institution to institution. What we're saying is that should be higher. And the second thing we're saying, which is related, is the responsible lending rules should be changed. You know, people should be tested more rigorously on their capacity to repay before they're being given some of this. A lot of the modelling that's done is, let's not kid ourselves, who is the perfect credit card customer? The perfect credit card customer is someone who's so responsible that they're always going to pay their interest, but so indebted they can never pay back the principal. That's not what we want as a society.
You're also proposing tougher assessments on customers' ability to repay their credit card. Is that what you mean by that? That test should be much tougher.
And let's be honest, that's actually a really tough thing because it's a double-edged sword. And I want to be kind of frank with the recommendation here. This isn't all great because on one hand, what we're saying is too many people are getting credit too easily who aren't in a capacity to repay. The danger of going down this path, and the thing we have to do with our eyes open, is we also don't want to be driving people to payday lenders and to loan sharks. You know, there is an actual challenge there in getting the balance right between making credit too easy, and also, as much as people like me like to have a whinge about the credit card market and how the banks behave, they are saints compared to payday lenders and loan sharks that are out there. So it is about getting that balance right. What we're saying is the balance is wrong at the moment, and frankly, a little bit of tougher rules is the right way to go. That's not to say you want to be driving people to, you know, who, you know, may desperately need short-term finance into the arms of loan sharks.
The Commonwealth Bank told the inquiry that 0% balance transfers should be banned. Why hasn't that made it into your recommendations?
Okay. Well, let's just be clear about where the CommBank comes from. The CommBank is the largest provider of credit cards. A lot of that has to do with protecting market share. What we've said is that, and so, you know, I think sometimes, you know, look, it's fine, but let's not kid ourselves. When institutions like the Commonwealth Bank come to Senate inquiries, they are often pushing their own agenda. Now, that can also be a community good as well. But in this case, I think the view of the committee was, well, the largest provider of credit cards, balance transfers has really actually damaged their share of the market. And, you know, if they can stop it, they will. What we're saying, and there is a problem with balance transfers, and we address this. Problem with balance transfers is this. Someone comes to you and says, hey, in 18 months, move your credit across, 18 months interest free. But if you don't actually change your behavior, there's no incentive to change your behavior. What ends up happening after 18 months, you've just accumulated more debt. And if you're not actually doing something about changing actual behavior and how people behave, it piles up. Look, it's not, we don't want to stop competition. We don't want to stop people poaching each other's customers. What we are saying is there is an issue with balance transfers. And one of our recommendations is that, you know, that there actually has to be some contact made between the bank before the balance transfer period expires. But every other provider says, hey, we want to compete in this space and we actually want to take the CommBank on, and we need this to be able to take the CommBank on.
Before I let you go, tomorrow the tax office hands down its tax transparency report on about 1,500 large companies. What should we expect? Will you be circling like a hawk to see if it says what it says for Google, Apple and the like, compared to what they told the Senate inquiry?
We will be, and you know, I mean, it probably says a lot about me that that's probably something I'm looking forward to. But look, frankly, it's good. It's a step in the right direction. It's nowhere near enough. If we're serious about cracking down on tax minimisation, tax avoidance, whatever you want to call it, what we need to have is a serious, rigorous program of transparency. Now, what we will be getting tomorrow is some information, and some information is always better than no information. But frankly, there has to be a lot more done on the transparency space. What will be interesting will be what gets released tomorrow, not compared to just what these companies may have told the Senate inquiry, because I don't believe any of them would be foolish enough to come to a Senate inquiry and not tell the truth, but also what they've actually been telling and disclosing to the market and to their own shareholders. And that is an accountability measure that is a good thing. You know, to give him a plug, I think the tax commissioner, Chris Jordan, is someone I've sparred with on different occasions. I think he's been really strong on this, and I think it's a good step.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. We're going to go out with a bit of the Golden Girls, given you've you've brought that back into my world.
To Vogue.
A very important part of my, you know, my history watching that show. Are you more of a Blanche or a Dorothy kind of person? Who's your favourite?
The Betty White character, Dorothy. Rose. Yes, I was more of a Rose.
Yeah. Rose.
Blanche was trouble.
Wasn't she the dumb one?
I thought she was always very well learned and knew what she was talking about. But, you know, I mean, you can put whatever label you want on her.
Oh, look, that's good. Thank you for joining me, Sam.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's Senator Sam Dastyari. He's the Shadow Parliamentary Secretary to the Opposition Leader. He's also been the head of this Senate inquiry into credit cards, which has released its report today.